Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. Y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir. Listen, man, we back here on another Friday. What day of the week is it?
Happy Friday.
We back here on another Friday.
Happy Friday.
And listen, man, we're going to have a hell of an episode, having a hell of a week, making ish happen. We getting fitter. We getting better. And we not on here getting fatter. And listen, if it is your first time watching, I need you to go ahead and do one thing. I need you to hit the like button. You're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button for a corny ninja in a blue shirt with sunglasses on a Friday night, talking about fitness on a Friday night? Listen, because this is the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining fitness podcast out. You probably heard another fitness podcast or another influencer, but they can't fuck with this podcast right here. They need to stay on that podcast over there. And listen, before I get in these comments, first of all, Playback Gang, I need y'all to hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. And if you are a returner, you absolutely got to hit the like button because we got to keep this show growing. And we're going to get straight to it today. Before I get in these comments, I need to address two things. Ninjas in my comments hate. Talking about something, he trying to sell programs. He trying to get clients and make some money. I absolutely have to. I absolutely have to make some money and sell some programs. Did you go to work this morning, Ninja? All right, then. I'm working too. So shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
And men in my comments. Oh, he's a simp. No, you're a simp. You're a big back, fat back, big belly ass simp.
Belly?
You don't like holding men accountable.
Belly?
That's one of the biggest signs of a simp.
Belly?
Get your man boo big belly ass out my comments. And if I need to address anyone else, I'll address them later in the podcast. With all that being said, we're going to get in these comments and we're going to get to the episode. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Wicked Scorpion, welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
Indian Dolly said, Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Mark Carter, welcome back to the show, brother.
Welcome to the show.
Don't get kicked out today. RJ, what's good? Big Chicken, we in the Billy. What's going on, my guy?
Welcome to the show.
Shy, what's good? Big Spider in the building, watching the draft. Shador Sanders about to get drafted by the Minnesota Ave McDonald's Fry Station captain. They doing him dirty, bro. I need to make this sports channel, bro. You see how they do black men?
Nope.
Is it racism?
Nope.
They said it's not racism. They say he really cocky.
Nope.
We gonna find out. Ain't both better than folding up a BBW when you 10% body fat.
Strike three, you're out.
You ain't coming on here talking about hitting BBWs, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Get your ass out. Get your ass. But I'm not fucking with you today, bro. Anyway, all that being said, man, let's get this episode started.
Dom DeMarco. All right,
first video of the day. What the helly belly is going on? What the helly belly?
Belly?
Listen, And I'm not going to say what race the Heli Belly is.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
If you think Heli Belly, what race you think it is?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
If you guess black people, you guess correctly.
You know, black people.
No.
Let's check out the What the Heli Belly. We got two have What the Heli Bellies today. This is the first one. Let's check it out.
I need a.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Now, I'm not sure what the goal is here. Is this to lose weight? Is this to lose belly fat? Is this to build muscle? What the hell is going on? You're not about to sit here and go to Wendy's.
It's Wendy's.
You're not about to sit here and go to Burger King.
It's Burger King.
You're not about to sit here and go to all these drive-thrus.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
And think this is how you about to get rid of your belly. This right here is absolutely ridiculous. This ain't doing nothing. And I've had some of these, I don't know what you call it, massage. Is it massage? Is it, what they call this shit? I can't even think of it. Lipo? This lipo? This the lipo league? The Lipo Legion?
Nope.
Listen, I don't know what y'all expect. I don't know what y'all expect to happen with that. But this right here is ridiculous. All right? You've been big back in calorie stacking for the past 2 decades. You done had 3 kids, 2 C-sections, and you think this how you about to get rid of the belly. You lost your mind. Y'all do anything to avoid the gym. Y'all do anything to avoid a workout. Y'all are tripping. All right. At the end of the day, belly fat is going to get lost one way.
Nope.
You got to build muscle and get in a caloric deficit.
Nope.
This ain't burning no calories.
Nope.
If anything, the person doing this shit is burning calories.
Nope.
They burning more calories than you burn all week.
Nope.
And you sitting here driving past every gym. You walking past the grocery store.
Nope.
You walking past the vegetable aisle in the grocery store.
Nope.
The fruit aisle in the grocery store.
Nope.
And the lean protein aisle in the grocery
store. Belly?
I don't know what's gotten into y'all, but black people, we got to do better.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
And if you think this is about to help you lose some weight, I need you to get off the podcast. I need you to hire a personal trainer. I need you to stop talking to these big back ninjas. And these simp ninjas mad at my comments telling you don't need to lose no weight. Yeah, baby, you look good how you are. You ain't got to do nothing. You ain't got to listen to C. Marty Fit. He a retired basketball player. He ain't make it to the NBA. He don't got no clients.
Nope.
He just trying to get some money on Instagram.
Nope.
Stop listening to them ninjas. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And you know I'm killing y'all on this episode. Cocky is relative to those people who don't like confident young black men. Yeah, I got to do my sports podcast because I could talk about that shit all day. This is the Fit Fam where all shapes, sizes, and weight classes are welcome. It is. She finna be sore for nothing. Facts. Wax on, wax off. Do a belly roll.
Belly, belly?
I don't know about that one. Definitely disgusting, and it do look like they African. Shout out to the African people.
I'm not going to say what race, what
shout
people,
out to the Africans. They say we African American. I don't have no ties to that.
Nope.
That shit ain't got nothing to do with me.
Nope.
Them ninjas is not related to me doing that
nope.
shit. Nobody in my family doing that shit.
Nope.
Let's keep this episode going, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. I'm African and I don't claim them. That's my point. That shit is crazy, bro. All right, fellas. Listen, man. If a woman calls you full figured, it's time to get you a personal trainer.
Nope.
It's time to get your ass in the gym and stop sitting here thinking that you good.
Nope.
Because you're making a little bit of money. You got a little bit of clout on Instagram, so you ain't got to go to the gym. And she calling you full figured. Before I continue, let's go ahead and just watch the video. Let's get into it. And make sure y'all go ahead and hit that like button for your boy.
You probably was fat when you was young.
Do I look fat now?
No, he just like full figured.
If she calls me full figured, I'm getting my gym membership instantly.
What the fuck you mean full figured?
Oh, I'm saying like your legs are thick.
A woman call you thick, it's a wrap, bro. Listen, y'all know C. Marty Fit on Instagram. Shoot me a DM. Let's get in the gym.
The top is thick. That's, it's not fat. It's like full figured.
That's crazy.
You like almost there, but like not there.
That's crazy.
Full figured. Did you call me a full figured man?
Full figured.
You don't think I'm no,
way worse than fat.
No, you don't
full
think.
Full figured is way worse. Yo.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Listen, we not only in a zesty epidemic.
No, did he, you know?
We got fellas out here full figured. Built like they aunties.
Nope.
Fellas, this is not a flex. You got Planet Fitness. You got Gold's Gym. If you're on the West Coast, you got EOS Fitness. You got Equinox. What's another? Lifetime Fitness. Anytime Fitness. You got all these options. Brother, it ain't no excuse to be out here and a woman calling you a full figure.
Nope.
And you know he tried to pull up on her too.
Nope.
You know he tried to get some cheeks. Whole time, what does she look like? Hold on.
You probably was fat when you was young.
She got that big coat on. She might be full figure too. She might need to get some personal trainers too. But listen, this is all I'm saying. I feel like in the 80s and the 90s, men was never called full figure. All right? That right there is ridiculous. It's time to get in shape. It's time to build some muscle. It's time to change this shit. It's getting out of hand. Fellas used to be built like warriors. Like we ready for the military.
Nope.
Now fellas built like they mother.
Big back activity.
If I see you from a distance, I can't tell if that's you or your mother.
Big back activity.
I can't tell if that's you or your auntie.
Big back activity.
Hey, auntie. Oh, no, that's my cousin. Head ass ninja. You know ninjas gonna get mad. We ain't gotta be in shape. We ain't got all day to be in the gym. We getting money. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Anyway, listen, it don't matter. It don't matter how much money you make. I always tell y'all, go on her Instagram. Look at who she follows. Look at what picture she's liking. Look to see if she's following any personal trainers. She might got an online personal trainer. She's talking about, yeah, that's my friend. No, that's her trainer. That's her trainer, but that used to be her ninja. I'm killing y'all today.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Let's get in these comments. Actually, we're going to watch it one more time. We're going to get in the comments.
You look like you probably was fat when you was young.
Like, do I look fat now?
No, you just like full figured.
What the fuck you mean full figured?
Oh, insane.
I'm saying like your legs are thick. Your top is thick.
Woman tell me I got thick legs. It's a problem.
It's not fat. It's like full figured. You like almost there, but like not there.
Did you call me a full figured man?
Full figured.
You don't think I'm no,
way worse than fat.
No, you don't think
full figured is way worse. Yo.
And yes, these ninjas in the DMV too. I ain't gonna lie. I gotta pull up on a podcast now. We gotta talk about that. I sent them a message too. We're gonna see. I'm gonna let y'all know what they say. Full figured hell. If a woman calls you thick, that's weird as fuck.
No, did he, you know?
Almost said he got childbearing hips.
No, did he, you know?
Crazy. She basically said,
baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
She said, you built like that. Being called thick is what a woman would want. What man wants to be called full figured thick? That's like calling a skinny man petite. Yeah. Petite is crazy. He's embarrassed, but it's the truth he needs. Yep. I got you.
That's not slim thick, baby. That's full heavyweight.
Then Benin Road and Green Line joints accepted me when I was fat. You just gotta fight their baby daddies once a week. We don't condone that here.
Strike three, you're out.
We don't condone that here. And listen, real ninja shit. If you fucking with baby mamas, you're not fighting. Don't fight the baby daddy. It ain't worth it. All right. I'm just you out here fighting baby daddies. That's why you was fat back then. You was out here focused on the wrong shit. But you got your shit together now, and you my man's now. So I'm gonna let you slide. If you a low testosterone male who was insulted by a prostitute because you told because you full figure, don't watch the podcast. Hold up, bro. Hold on. How you gonna assume Shorty's a prostitute? You giving prostitute allegations on the podcast?
Nope.
That's insane. Full figured new big back comment unlocked. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get that. I'm gonna have to get that sound bite. Let me know in the comments. Should I get the full figured sound bite? Did you call me a full figured man? Yes, she did. Gym time, my brother. Basically, if someone calls you full figured, she basically said,
"Shut up, bitch."
That's what I heard. Full figure man, she basically said,
"Shut your bitch ass up, nigga."
Full figure man, she basically said,
"Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You got to get in the gym, bro. No man should be built like that." Full figured new big back comp. Oh, I read that already. Don't fuck with women that have kids out of wedlock. You're trying to get me canceled. Come on, yo. You got to chill, bro. We here to talk fitness, man. Don't get me canceled today, bro. Get the full figure sound. I say less. He has FUPA emerging. He probably do. All right, man. Hey, listen. Hit the like button. Killing y'all on this episode. And we're going to keep this podcast going.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Fellas. We got a lot of fellas content today. Fellas, y'all got to hit leg day and upper body day.
Nope.
You can't just hit upper body day and skip leg day. You have to do both. And I'm about to show you why. The more you skip leg day, the more it's going to catch up to you. And I'm going to show you why. Give me 1 second.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Listen, guys. Guys. If you don't lift on a regular, I don't recommend that you start picking women up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You get a little Henny in your system. Now you trying to pick women up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Listen, the Henny did not make you stronger.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
The Henny might have made you think you were stronger, but that don't make you stronger.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Now, this is what's going to happen. And fella's going to get mad at me.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
You ruined her experience with skinny ninjas. So now she's going to want to get a personal trainer now.
Dom DeMarco.
Now she's watching me tune in live on the podcast. Asking for a training session.
Nope.
Asking for online training.
Nope.
And she trying to put up on a personal trainer.
Dom DeMarco.
Oh, man. But no, seriously, though. You got to be embarrassed at this point, man. Because you fucked it up. No way she's going to talk to you anymore. She's going to block you. But if we're being honest, I'm not trying to get too explicit today. It's Friday. We chilling today.
Happy Friday.
All right. The movements, whether it's picking up a girl, whether it's, you know, the bedroom movements, anything, The gym mimics all of that. So if you want to get good at this, right, you got to be in the gym. Think about it. Squats, deadlifts. Come on, guys. Let's be real. Hip thrust. All that is gym shit. All that's going to help you pick her up. I'm just saying. And ladies, if your man can't pick you up, he needs to subscribe to the podcast. And he needs to get his gym membership if he don't have one.
Nope.
I'm just being honest with y'all. And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's get in these comments, man. Oh, hell nah. It's full figure man in 2025. Hell nah.
Nope.
Those type of ninjas hit nobody day. Yeah, they don't. They go to work and come home. That's it. No gym. They don't know what the fuck a gym is. They don't know where the gym at.
What?
They don't know what street the gym on.
What?
They don't know what city the gym in.
What?
They ain't know a gym was in the shopping center.
What?
Oh, yeah, I seen my man was at Gold's Gym. He don't even know where Gold's Gym at.
What?
That's a problem. If I ask you fellas, what's the closest gym to you?
What?
Oh, yeah, Planet Fitness right there. Gold's Gym right there. LA Fitness right there. You supposed to know that. A lot of y'all ninjas don't know what the closest gym to you is.
What?
The only gym y'all know is Jim Beam.
What?
The only gym y'all know is Jimmy Dean Sausage Biscuits.
What?
That's a problem, fellas. Y'all got to get it together. He power bombed her like it's WrestleMania. Like it's John Cena. I took the John Cena button off because they gave me a copyright. They also gave me a copyright for my intro. I might have to change my intro. So I got to call my videographer and make a new intro because the intro is fire. But I might got to get a new one. They gave me a copyright. That woman must weigh at most 130 pounds and still couldn't pick her up. That was not a heavy woman. We'll look at it again real quickly. Definitely wasn't a heavy woman. This is a problem.
Yep, that's me.
Yeah, see
how I ended up.
Hold on, let me get the full body figure of her again. All right, 130 pounds, might be 125, 135 max. 135 is warm up weight. If you can't pick up 135 warm up weight, fellas, it's time to get in the gym. Where we at? He can never come back from this.
Nope.
It's a wrap. I told you. She look, skinny ninjas.
Nope.
She's pulling up on the personal trainer.
Dom DeMarco.
Don't ask how I know. Oh, no. She pinned him to the mat. One, two, three.
Strike three, you're out.
Head ass ninja. He had it in the first half. Fell apart in the second. He liked the Memphis Grizzlies. Gave up a 29-point lead.
Nope.
And took the L.
Nope.
Only gym they know is Jim Beam. I said that, Brown Baldy. I said that. You're out of here, man.
Strike three, you're out.
You be having all the jokes, but you, come on, man. I said that. Happy Friday. What up, Jimmy? Only gym know is Jim and Nick's. I'm so bummed I can't hear the Cena song on here anymore. Yeah, so I've been copyrighted and demonetized and shit. I can't fuck it up again. If I fuck it up again, I might not be able to get it back. So sorry. Maybe he knows Slim Jims.
No, did he? You know. First of all,
that's past pause, man.
What?
Strike three, you're out.
Pause. That's the wildest pause of the day. 135 pounds is not a lot of weight for any exercise. Facts. They only know Jim Jones. She dry now. Yeah, that's yeah, that's not getting the job done, buddy.
Nope.
Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
You said that after I typed it. Oh, stop the cap. Oh,
stop the cap.
Now I copied your joke.
Stop the cap.
Get out of here, bro. It's like, nah. Hey, I'm killing y'all. Hit the like button. Let's keep this episode.
Dom DeMarco.
What we got next? Oh, yeah, we got to talk about this. Listen, man. Fellas, before I move on, listen, guys. I understand you played sports back in the day. What? Slim Jim beef? What are we doing here? That's unnecessary.
No Diddy, you know?
That's an unnecessary no Diddy comment. Anyway, like, no First Kanye. Of
all,
yo, that's that bad.
No
that's
Kanye. I don't know if you heard about Kanye this week. Kanye's done. Anyway, fellas, I understand you played basketball back in the day. I understand you played football. You played baseball. That shit don't translate to workouts when you're 30 plus. You did preseason workouts. That don't mean you still in shape.
Nope.
Let's check out this guy right here struggling and admitting that hooping ain't help him in his 30s.
I say this shit on camera respectfully. Hey, yo, I ain't never in my life. I done played sports all my life. High school basketball, college basketball. Done won the city championship. I ain't never in my life worked this hard in an hour and a half. You are
definitely in New York now.
I swear to God. I'm bowing down respectfully right now. Like, you are.
Them preseason workouts don't translate to grown man workouts. It just doesn't. It just doesn't.
I'm tapping out respect.
I love this shit.
You hear me? I put that pain, but yo, this I'm not even gonna lie.
Hey yo. Hey yo. It's alright, baller.
Respectfully.
I know.
I asked for it though. I asked for it.
It's different. It.
But we just went quick. Listen. You gotta be built different to come do this shit.
You absolutely have to be built different to do shit in your 30s, right? Muscles declining, right? Getting weaker naturally. This is natural, right? With sarcopenia, it's kicking in, right? So you have to actually do more as you get older. Right. As you get older, if you want to keep yourself together, you actually have to become more active. A lot of people think that you got to become less active. You're getting older. So people think you got to do less. That's not the case. Right. If you still want to look a certain way, if you still want to feel a certain way, you have to do more. Right. I don't give a fuck what you did in fucking 2005, 2011, 2015. 2020, I don't care when you got out of college. You can get out of shape fast as fuck. And a lot of men don't understand that. Well, we know the women don't understand it either. But a lot of men don't understand that shit, right? You got to stay with it. And what a lot of men don't realize is when you are an athlete, you have an edge over regular people.
Nope.
Non-athletic regular people, NARPs is what they call them in college.
What?
You have the mindset, right? This is why niggas got mad at me on the Raymond Felton post. You have the mindset. You know what it's like to deal with physical pain. You know what it's like to push yourself past your limits. You know what it's like to do the shit when you don't feel like it. Take that shit to your 30s. Take that shit to your 40s and your 50s, right? You got an edge in this big back culture.
Big back activity.
So don't sleep on that, fellas. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And you know I'm killing y'all on this episode. Let's get in these comments. All jokes aside, glad you're holding men accountable too, because no woman wants a weak-ass man that doesn't take care of himself. This is facts. Now, unfortunately, I don't know what it is about this society, but it's they're convincing men to be softer and tap into this soft era, soft man era.
Nope.
Right. That's the cool thing. But that's not. Women don't be fucking with that shit for real. So women, stop telling men to do that shit. Y'all don't even fuck with that shit. Don't get me started. Let's keep it fitness today before I get canceled. They try Shannon Sharp me out here.
Nope.
They try Unk me out here.
Nope.
Let me watch what I say. Let me just go back to my old tapes. He said this. Let me chill. Hate I had to throw away my college dropout CD. Yeah, Kanye. Yeah, we're not talking about that. Kanye's cooked. It seems like East Coast dudes are real loud and passionate. I can't disagree with that. Niggas think working out like reading a book. You can't pick up where you left off. That's a bar.
DeMarco.
Niggas did 225 in 2005. And think they can still do 225 in 2025. It don't work like that. See Marty and Five. It's like, no. Not only that, but if you're a man who is a father, your kids are going to look up to you. If you're out of shape, your family, your kids. Absolutely agree with that. Listen, guys, I know you might disagree. You can't be no fat ass dad telling your son to work hard. I'm just saying. Your son going to listen to me before he listen to your fat ass. Just being honest with you. Don't ask how I know that either. LMAO at the Big Backs comment. MJJM, welcome to the show. I think that's your first comment on the show.
Welcome to the show.
Yep, I'm in my mid-30s. You can't slack off. Some of my male cousins look like they're giving birth in a month. Yeah. I got a couple male relatives that's built like my female relatives. Listen, let me tell you this, man. And I don't, this shit I don't talk about. I go to the family reunion. Niggas hate to see me.
Let him cook.
Niggas hate to see C. Marty Fit pull up to the family reunion.
Let him cook.
They got beers and shit.
Let him cook.
I got water.
Let him cook.
Or you just got out of workout? Listen, leave me alone, unk. Leave me alone, unk. Yeah, you skinny over there. She want a big dog.
I'm here to tell.
She want a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
All right, unk. Whatever you say. A lot of pro athletes lose their identity after they retire, only worked out because it was required. Absolutely. In the Midwest, we really don't say son. Oh, y'all having a whole convo in the comments. I think I lost it. But anyway, hey, hit the like button. Let's keep it going, man. All right, we got guess the chicken. Black women, what the hell is going on?
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
I don't want to hear nothing about black women can't lose weight because of racism and the diets don't work for black women.
The diet don't work for you the same.
And blaming white people.
I'm going to prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
And blaming Trump for that big ass back.
Look at my African American over here.
I ain't trying to hear that shit. Let's check it out. This right here is crazy. And I'm going to be pausing because this video is absolutely ridiculous.
The chicken for $100.
Yeah, this the box.
Yeah, that's
the box.
All right. Ooh, I don't feel shit. Okay. Ooh, huh. Mm. Okay. Big ass bite. Oh, man. She making noises and shit.
No, that like puffy.
Hold up.
A neck beat to the beat.
Is she speaking English? I know we got a big back problem in the black community. Are we speaking English?
What that is? No, it's that like Publix.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Okay. What state is Publix in? I only seen Publix when I lived in Georgia. What state is that in?
Okay.
Let's keep it going.
What? Bitch, I love Publix.
Okay. Big back ass laugh.
What the? Okay.
Try this. Oh, this is over there. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Never in my life have I seen somebody take a bite out the chicken and then sniff the chicken. You at the drive-thru too much if you know the chicken by its smell.
It's barbecue in there.
Hold up. I got to rewind that shit. Hold up. Look at that. Bite it, sniff it.
Big back activity.
It It don't get no bigger backer than that.
Big back activity.
I don't know. That tastes a little sweet.
Tastes a little sweet.
Mm-hmm. Tastes a little sweet.
Take one more bite.
Oh, she knew it was Popeyes.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
She knew it was Popeyes.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes. It's too crunchy. And that's so sweet. Why I tell you, honey?
Is she speaking English?
All right, come on.
Oh, Ma, you're right. They're Popeyes.
Black folks are cooked. I don't want to hear shit about race. Think about it. Hold up. We're going to put this back on. Racism, oppression, white people, black women are stressed. Fucking black women and marriages got to work to pay bills. They don't have the same privileges as wives of other races. All the fucking excuses. And you hear sniffing chicken blindfolded and know it by the smell. Let's keep it going.
How the fuck you know? I know this.
Why are you this excited over fried chicken? Church's chicken. Well, since we talking about churches, let's say a prayer for these big backs. Lord, we ask that you pray for these. We ask that you help these big back black women. We ask that you keep them out the drive-thru. We ask that you help them get a gym membership. We ask that you help them to stop blaming Trump for their big ass back. Did I just curse when I'm praying? My bad. Anyway, let's keep it going. We're going to cancel that prayer out. I just cussed.
What the fuck? Oh, my ass. Yeah, that church is... Off the crunch?
You
trying to get off the crunch?
Off the crunch, come on. I know it's one more.
That's crazy. Alright.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Filling
the box is crazy.
I know it. Hold on. They can't help me. I know.
Hold up. She know the KFC. She touched the box and touched the chicken. That's crazy, bro. They need to taste the chicken.
Hold on.
Ain't no damn way you know that's KFC by the box.
I'm on a
little. Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We're cooked. Listen, there's an agenda out there, there's propaganda out there to keep your back big as hell. You got to go against it. You gotta go against it. This right here is insane. I can't imagine touching a cardboard. Whatever that material is. I can't imagine touching that box and knowing the chicken by the box. That means you add a lot of drive-thrus.
It's Wendy's. It's Burger King.
And a lot of barbecues.
It's barbecue in there.
This right here is ridiculous. Let's get in these comments, man. Where we at? I'll bet Shannon wishes he was a puppy now instead of a big dog. No Shannon Sharp slander. No Unk slander on his podcast.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
We not slandering Unk till the verdict is he's innocent, because he'll be innocent.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Unk not losing his ESPN job.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Unk not losing his podcast.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Is that the Fupa girl? You know what? That's a great question.
Did that become my Fupa B&B?
Hold on. I think that is her. Hold
chicken
on.
For 100.
I'm going to look. I'm going to do my research. That actually might be her. I'm not sure. That's a great question. That's the female version of his Popeyes.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes. That's Popeyes.
If you want me to add her to the soundboard, let me know. Publix is in Tennessee and Florida, not sure where else. It's a lot of Publix in Miami. Okay, so that's mostly down south. Publix in the southeast, delicious chicken too. I didn't even know Publix was they sold fried chicken. Is she wearing a bull ring? Yes. Is fast food fried chicken even worth the price these days? But they can't afford a gym membership and a personal trainer. Black folks, what are we doing?
You know, black people.
No, no.
Jenny said that's crispy.
Ooh, that's crispy.
It must have been crispy because she knew the chicken by the texture. It sounds like eating fast food chicken makes you speak Ebonics. I guess so. The diet don't work for you the same. And you eating fried chicken.
The diet don't work for you the same.
The diet don't work for black women. Crazy. A lot of folks starving for attention, but no talent to earn it. That's facts. Folks trying anything. They doing mukbangs. Eat this, eat that. They trying all types of shit to get to the bag. That's churches on my soul. If you want that on the soundboard, let me know. Big back contest. Big back contest is crazy. We need a Jenny L tonight. I don't know if we have any white people on tonight. And if it's your first time watching, we do talk about white people on this podcast. Don't come in here with that bullshit. We talk about everybody. Ooh, Chris, you're going to hell for that. Relax. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
I did cuss in a prayer. I messed up. It's been a long week. I apologize. I've never cussed in a prayer before, but hey, it's been a long day, long week. Not going to make excuses, though. That's my bad. It won't happen again. But I'm still going to cuss on the podcast. Stop cussing on the podcast. We don't like your tone and delivery. We'll take your tone and deliver your big ass back to Planet Fitness.
Nope.
And get off my damn podcast. I lost some brain cells listening to that. Facts. She could use that money she used for that nose ring.
Hey, yo.
And ugly red extensions could be used for a gym membership and trainer. Ladies in the comments, how much do y'all spend on hair? How much do y'all spend on... All right, ladies, this we're going to do some math. How much y'all spend on extensions, wigs, braids, nails, toes? What else y'all spend money on, ladies? Hair products. I don't want to hear shit about gym personal trainers and it's not affordable. How can people even afford to eat that every day anyway? This is why ninjas fat and broke. And then just fat and...
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
They're going to cancel me. they're going to cancel me. Oh, Zimpy CEO doing the Birdman hand rub. Oh, absolutely. Late as fuck, happy Friday. I got you, bruh.
Happy Friday.
I had the YNs in the gym deadlifting with the fat bar with me today. Well, we're going to know Diddy that.
No Diddy, you know?
I understand what you're saying, but definitely no Diddy. Add to the soundboard. Say less. Happy Friday, Sean Moore. What's going on?
Happy Friday.
Eating all that chicken from Popeyes and wondering how they achieved that big back build. 200 to 500. Spending that bag. Clothes, shoes, makeup. Spending that bag. Hey, the lady said it. I didn't make it up. Don't tell me I'm a man, so I don't know what I'm talking about. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. And you know I'm killing y'all on this episode. What we got next, bro? 200 to 500, bro. Them prices make you butch lesbian dressing like you them franchise boys. That's crazy. Insane. All right, what we got next? What the Helly Belly Part 2?
Belly Belly?
We got an issue in the black community, man. We seriously glorify big backism. We're gonna check it out, man. Damn it, I pressed the wrong button. Where we at? All right, check out this big back. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. Listen, that hair is not a flex. Come on, man. Get y'all body right, lady.
Yokohama 20 inch dubs on that bitch. I see my cash money, hot girl floss on shit. Riding uptown, bumping hot boys, you bitch. And that blue face Rolex, I bought that bitch. Keep big head Benjamins all through her shit.
Hold up. That side profile is absolutely crazy. That side profile is absolutely crazy. Hold on, we're gonna finish the video. Hold
fuck on. A thug girl, them hoes can only suck my dick. I need a hot girl to represent this uptown shit.
What you need for?
I need a hot girl.
What you
want? I want a hot girl.
What you need for?
I need a hot girl.
What you
want? I want a hot girl.
What you...
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Black women, is this a flex? Is the bar so low for black women that this y'all calling this cute right here? Y'all calling this cute right here? Y'all telling me I'm fat shaming? Look at this. Hold up. Look at this. Listen, this got to be the widest woman on the East Coast, West Coast, down south.
Nope.
Up north.
Nope.
Pacific Northwest.
Nope.
This is ridiculous, y'all. Ladies, y'all got to take some pride in how y'all look. And y'all ninjas gassing these women up?
Nope.
Biggest simps on the internet. This is crazy. Wide it all outside for sure.
Dom DeMarco.
Wide Drexler. This is crazy. Wilder Diggins. She from Wytown, Illinois. Ridiculous, man. Where we at in the comments? Y'all tripping in the comments already. Chris, that's all you. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
The day y'all see me with a woman like that, y'all might as well cancel the podcast. Y'all better cancel the podcast. It's a wrap. Shut it down. Take the monetization off. Take my followers away. All my clients need to be gone.
Nope.
Lose my job.
Nope.
I need to start over.
Nope.
This is ridiculous. But on a serious note, get that obese Sesame Street character out my face.
Nope.
Nope. We're going to leave her on the screen. We're going to let her do her thing while I do the comments, Wicked Scorpion. The ladies will spend less than that if they use Groupon and coupons. Now, you know, in 2025, these women ain't using no Groupons.
Nope.
We get into the bag. We independent. They not getting no Groupons, brother. You give it up. Give it up. Give it up, bro. They going to spend the bag. And there's nothing wrong with that. I ain't got a problem with that, but it ain't happening. But they won't spend the bag on the personal trainer.
Dom DeMarco.
They tell the personal trainer, I know you taxing. I know you taxing. Whole time the personal trainer charging less than all them products from Ulta. Personal trainer charging less than that girl's trip to Jamaica.
Nope.
To get your butt rubbed on by some Jamaican man.
Nope.
Let me chill before they cancel me. She looks like an obese predator. How the fuck she get wider when she turns sideways? Long body ass.
Big back activity.
Yeah, that's crazy. That might be the longest body in the U.S.
Big back activity.
And this is not body shaming. Them triceps bigger than Larry the Lobster's triceps. She's shaped like flats from SpongeBob.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Hey, Flash did SpongeBob so dirty. That's crazy. Too damn much. What's good, bro? Sad. My senses have been violated by that big back red bone with the knit hair.
Big back activity.
Yeah, red bones take a L today. Red bones down 30.
Nope.
Physics left the chat. They said they need a hot girl. Not a hot Cheeto girl. That's a crazy bar, bro. Uh, Hey, I gotta steal that. I gotta throw that in the video. Video coming tomorrow. It's like, nah. Of course, her comment section has a bunch of dusty black losers thirsting over her. Yeah, her comment section was atrocious, to be honest with y'all, man. She definitely stole that from Rainbow. Facts. You know, she ain't even 30 yet, built like a high school starting tackle. Can anybody find her age? Please let me know. Her name is like Sekesus, Sekeysus, or some shit like that. Find out her age for me. She'll get drafted before Shador.
Dom DeMarco, Marco, DeMarco.
Jacksonville Jaguars need a O-line. LA Rams need offensive linemen. Arizona Cardinals need offensive linemen. Miss Lee, where you been at? You ain't been here in a while. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
There's barbecue in there. She'd be at all the barbecues.
There's barbecue in there.
You know, she go to 3 barbecues every weekend.
It's barbecue in there.
Her grandfather have a barbecue. The ninja she talking to have a barbecue. You know, her line sister have a barbecue.
It's barbecue in there.
And it rotate every weekend. Shador getting drafted to less bunches, more crunches.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
You know, I should shoot him a DM, see if he'll wear the gear. If we get Shador to wear the gear, we on. Podcast going up. We getting an official studio. Anyway, but on some real shit, though. This right here is ridiculous. Ladies, you got to have higher standards for yourselves. And, you know, I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go, and you know I'm killing y'all on this episode.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
Now we back to these men. She can't tell you where the gym is, but she know where McDonald's secret menu items is. She do.
It's Wendy's.
And she know where Burger King at.
It's Burger King.
Fellas, they saying that women in the gym are too masculine. You know what that sounds like to me.
No diddy, you know?
I ain't never seen a dude with muscles complain that a woman is doing upper body in the gym. How did that make sense? But the same dude will complain if her arm's getting too big. Hold up. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. Now, we got to use evidence. What? Hold on. When she turns to the side. Now, I've heard dudes complain women's arm getting too big like that. But if she's in the gym, she doing triceps. She doing curls. She doing shoulder press. Now it's a problem. But this is a problem too. So fellas, y'all got to pick what you want, or you want a man.
No diddy, you know.
Which one? And I don't like doing the shaming on here. I don't like doing diddy shaming on here. But we got to keep it real. So let's check it out. Where we at?
Girls are too masculine. I'm not talking about your gym girls who, like, you know, do Pilates or yoga, or the girls who go to the gym for like 30 minutes and do legs. I'm talking about like the gym girls. Like the girls who like work out their arms like 3 to 4 times a week, those type of girls. I just hate girls who work out their arms. Like we don't.
What are they supposed to do? Only do legs? That's the shit I'm talking about, fellas. And they gonna call me a simp for calling this bullshit out.
Nope.
First of all, he sound a little...
No diddy, you know?
He sound like he got a little sugar in his tank.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
Your opinion's invalid over here.
Don't want that. I've dealt with like a bunch of gym girls. Like I've dealt with a lot of them who look innocent, and then you start dating them and then you realize they're fucking psycho and mad.
One of his girls must have left him for a personal trainer.
Dom DeMarco,
because he's spitting straight bullshit right now.
As fuck, and yeah, I'm just not gonna do it anymore.
Yeah, we're cooked.
Oh brother, this guy stinks.
First, women too fat. They lazy. Now they in the gym putting in work. Now it's a problem.
No diddy, you know.
I don't know. Hey, listen, I'm gonna be honest, man. Oh, let me take this down. I'll be the first one to defend men. I'll be the first one to defend Unk on some parts of it. Not the whole Unk situation, because he's tripping. But in certain parts of Unk, I'm going to defend Unk.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
I'm going to defend men. But ladies, I'm starting to understand what y'all talking about. This a feminine ass video. This some straight bitch ass shit. You sitting here mad that a woman actually give a fuck about her health. She want to look, probably want to look good after she have kids. She want to look good through her pregnancy. That's why she's working upper body. Fucking idiot. Retard.
Nope.
Yes, I said them words. Cancel me. YouTube, chill out. Don't take my monetization off, because I know them words ain't supposed to be used, but I'm going to use them anyway.
Nope.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all, bro? Then if somebody give y'all Diddy allegations.
No Diddy, you know.
You mad. So what the fuck are you looking for? What you looking for? Because if you get a girl who don't go to the gym, you're going to complain that she not in the gym. You're going to complain that she trying to throw you off your goals. You're going to complain all of this shit. So what the fuck is the problem?
Girls are too masculine. I'm not talking about your gym girls who, like, you know, do Pilates or yoga, or the girls who go to the gym for like 30 minutes and do legs. I'm talking about like the gym girls, like the girls who like work out their arms like 3 to 4 times a week. Those type of girls. I just hate girls who work out their arms. Like, we don't.
Maybe she hates ninjas who don't have a beard. Maybe she hates ninjas with no goatee. Maybe she hates ninjas who mustache don't attach to the goatee and the beard. Maybe she hates ninjas that take a selfie video and you can't see the hairline. But you're going to be mad if she make that video. Y'all better shut the fuck up. We in a fucking obesity crisis and y'all sitting here mad that women in the gym. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, bro? I'm tired of this soft ass shit. Estrogen filled ass ninjas. With no fucking bass in their voice. I'm sorry, bro. I know this is a fitness podcast, but I'm tired of this shit, bro. We got an issue of women not being educated on what the gym could do for them. The gym helps the fucking period. It helps pregnancy, the fucking hormones, all the shit women got, the gym helps it. So we trying to encourage women to get in the fucking gym. And y'all bitch ass ninjas doing this shit. Estrogen filled ass ninjas. What the fuck is this? Crazy.
We don't want that. I've dealt with like a bunch of gym girls. Like, I've dealt with a lot of them who look innocent, and then you start dating them and then you realize they're fucking psycho and masculine as fuck. And yeah, I'm just not going to do it anymore.
So get you a 400 pounder. You know what? If a gym girl is a problem, you go and get you this. If a gym girl is a problem, you can have this. I need a. All right, you could take that off of my hands and all the other fit ninjas' hands that want women that's in the gym. And if that don't do it for you, you go ahead and take this one. If that don't work for you, go ahead and take this one. Get that shit off the market. Cuff her up. Put some babies in her. Because you know you put some babies in that, she's going to get bigger. So go ahead, dump off of her and shut your bitch ass up, ninja.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
One more time.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
One more time.
Shut up, bitch.
And you deserve to get smacked because of that. All right? And I'm killing y'all on this episode. Dom DeMarco. Oh, go ahead and send it to him. Go ahead and send it. Now, what people do is when I react to something, they go ahead and send it to him. Like that's going to scare me from reacting. Go ahead, send it to him, and all he gonna do is come in the comments or come in my DM and talk some shit. That's fine. I could talk shit all day. So go ahead, send it to him. All y'all do is send shit. Like, that's gonna fucking stop the source. I think I read that already. What's good, Lizzie? Welcome back to the show. Oh, my bad. Welcome back to the show, Lizzie.
Welcome to the show.
Shout out to Lizzie. Drop 30 with your boy C. Marty Fit. This is beyond sad, and sadly, ninjas will gaslight that type of shit. That's why the women stay out of shape. Fellas, y'all got to choose a side, man. What he got against arms? It's unclear. If ninjas' testosterone wasn't so goddamn low, there wouldn't be a problem. Facts. His beard is downloaded. Facts. He need to download some testosterone, too. Because that ninja's lacking testosterone. He probably lifts less than the women of the gym. Yes. That ninja can't bench 135. Women ain't his companions. They're his competition. Yeah. That ninja said, fish orange wide eyes. Yeah. I don't know if I got that one, Joe. His neck popping. Shut your bitch ass up. I get that one.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Says the guy with the arched eyebrows. I think he did get his eyebrows done. Yeah. Him and his big back bitch can get their eyebrows done. Excuse my language. I didn't mean to say the B word. I don't call all women B's, but it just fit the episode. Calm, Marty. You're upsetting the children. Well, sorry, children. They'll be children to be all right. And thank you for the super chat. Cadillac Smack, what's going on? Welcome back to the show.
Welcome to the show.
The nerve of us girls trying to be fit, the nerve. Yeah, they don't like y'all being fit. And we're going to stay on the fellas. Sorry if I'm cussing a lot tonight. It's been a long week. I usually don't cuss this much, but here we are. And fellas, listen. I keep telling y'all, listen. I'm not the type of guy that's going to shoot my shot in the gym. I go to the gym, I work out, and I go home. If you do want to shoot your shot in the gym, be respectful, make it quick, get out the way, go back to your workout, let her go back to your workout. Don't do this shit right here. Let's check it out. And ladies, y'all let me know if y'all want a dude to do this. Look, 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 look. Hell no.
Oh, bro. Hell no. This guy stinks.
Hold up, 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 hold up. Fellas, a guy tried to start conversation with me at the gym. And you go slide, she got a tripod, and you go slide like that. Where did you learn that from? Who taught you that? And when did that work for you?
Nope.
Because you're not about to sit here and lie and tell me that worked for you.
Nope.
This right here. Guys, we got to get it together.
What?
And dudes get mad at me all the time. They just want me to come up here and talk about women and criticize women. No, fellas. Y'all be on some weird ass creepy shit in the gym. Y'all gonna be mad. Listen, and fellas, y'all see Unk, y'all see Shannon Sharp.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Y'all gonna keep doing this shit. Y'all gonna be mad when y'all start catching lawsuits for this, for harassment. Y'all better cut this shit out. It ain't no reason to do this. Fellas, y'all gotta tighten up and get y'all shit together.
Nope.
I don't know who told you to do this. You think that's not drying her up?
Nope.
You think she got up out of bed and said, hey, I want a guy to slide in my video while I have the tripod out. This ninja don't have no shape up.
Nope.
If you're going to do that, you got to have a fresh cut. You can't have a ush bush with the bushy ass sideburns.
Nope.
And thinking this is going to work. Look at that.
Nope.
Look at this shit. Look at this. You won't pull up on a gym girl who probably got her shit together.
Nope.
And you couldn't pay $50 for a haircut. No muscles.
Nope.
But you won't pull up on a gym girl who looked like she lift weights.
Nope.
It's really not a hard concept to grasp, fellas. We got to do better. And we need men to call this bullshit out, man. Let's get in these comments. I'm sick of this shit. Sick of it. Make sure y'all hit the like button because this is the best fitness podcast out. And if it's your first time here, listen, we keep it on it. We keep it real. No sugarcoating here. The nerd. Oh, no, I read that already. Any man intimidated by a fit woman, shut your bitch ass up.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Shut up, bitch.
All of that. And this ain't just for views. They do that for real. Yeah. I hear a lot of horror stories about men at the gym and women pulling up to women. You know, the wildest shit I heard, I always talk about it, was when the dude said, I'm trying to eat your ass like a mosquito.
Nope.
That's the wildest one, man. Fellas got tightened up. Y'all making the gym a dangerous place, man. That's one of those insults that took dating advice from the pickup artist. One of them fresh and fitting. And he watched too much Fresh and Fit. The only way that's not creepy is if that's his homegirl and he's just playing. I don't think so. Ninjas think sliding DMs is the same in real life. Can we go back to the 80s and 90s when men were men and not a bunch of low-T bitch-ass ninjas?
Shut up, bitch.
Shut your bitch ass up, nigga.
Dude slid in like Dragonfly Jones. Don't ever be like Dragonfly Jones, bro. He fell in love at first sight. Bars. She wasn't even scared. She just thought it was lame. Facts. He looks like he don't wear deodorant. He lucky he ain't crashed his face into that rail. Facts. She did the really ninja. Oh, I need to get that button too. Remind me. She could probably pick him up, but dude from earlier video couldn't pick up that girl. If it was B. Simone, then I understand. Hold up. So you would slide on B. Simone like that? Out of all the women you could have said on earth, you would slide on B. Simone like that?
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here and you're arrested. Fresh and Fit would advocate that BS. I don't even think them corny ass ninjas would advocate that BS. Anyway, man. Another fire episode on the Less Bunches, More Crunches podcast. Yeah. B. Simone doesn't take baths. She did say that. What'd she say? She showered twice a week or some shit like that? Yeah, Spider-Man's disgusting. I would never do that for any woman. my leg went leg day. Hey, what's up, Damon? Yeah, don't shower is crazy. Anyway, like I said, man, another fire episode on the Less Munches More Crunches podcast. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Munches More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And you know the motto, if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And listen, we back on the live Sunday night, 8 p.m. And like I said, this is the best fitness podcast out. I didn't know. I take that back. Replace her with light-skinned Keisha. Bro, take the L, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
Listen, man. He's my light-skinned Keisha who'll be running on the treadmill with the barbell on her back. We'll review that on Sunday. Listen, man, appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Hit the like button. Catch y'all on Sunday. Hell of an episode. We out of here.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best Fitness Podcast out. We out of here.